And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. Let me know if you remember this jingle. I'm just kind of curious if you do. It just shows you're old. It's called Have It Your Way. Have It Your Way. Plus, we'll review the best from the best of the best of the best of Christian talk radio. Then we're going to get into our common sense commentary, Galatians chapter 6. We're going to finish up on verses 3 through 6, because I didn't get a chance to do that before. And then we'll close it out with today's Facebook post, Have You Ever Resurrected?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call, 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation, because it's definitely not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break and then coming back, but you win because you get to hear SRN News.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A gunman opened fire in the baggage claim area at the Fort Lauderdale Airport Friday, killing five people and wounding eight before being taken into custody in an attack that sent panicked passengers running out of the terminal and onto the tarmac. Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel says the airport will remain closed until the entire area is clear.
We can't say there's no viable threat. We have to clear the airport. It's just a common sense approach. My concern right now, with not only with the families of those who lost, but my concern is with the citizens of Broward County. And until myself and the director of the SAC of the FBI, until we believe that this airport is a safe place and people can move about, it won't be open.
A witness tells MSNBC that the killer threw down his weapon after the shooting and lay spread-eagled on the ground until he was arrested. A county official says the shooter had arrived on a flight from Canada with a gun in a checked bag, and that after claiming the bag, he loaded the gun in a bathroom and started shooting. Florida Senator Bill Nelson says the Fort Lauderdale Airport gunman was carrying a military ID with the name Esteban Santiago, although it's not clear if it belonged to him or to someone else. President-elect Donald Trump says any foreign hacking during the 2016 presidential campaign did not affect the election's outcome.
Soon after his briefing from intelligence leaders on Russia's alleged election year hacking, Trump called it a constructive meeting and conversation. He also voiced his respect for the intelligence community. The president-elect did not say whether he agreed with their conclusions, but insisted that any hacking attempts had absolutely no effect on the outcome of the presidential election. Greg Clagston, The White House.
A judge has denied bond for four suspects accused in the beating of a mentally disabled man broadcast live on Facebook. The four appeared today in court where the judge asked them, "Where was your sense of decency?" This is SRN News.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
And now, Geico Saving Stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts, chocolates, flowers, like he discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be gifted to you.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger, they are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. A couple things to let you know. First and foremost, this segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and my deliriously wonderful friends, Eric and Ingrid Holloway. In fact, kind of put out an invitation there. We might be getting together for the Super Bowl. We'll see. And they're going to be coming into the studio. It's been a long time since they've been in the studio.
Are your Lions going to be in the Super Bowl?
So when we discuss the Lions, I think of the Lions always in terms of 0-16. And then just thinking they could just never do worse, nor can anybody else ever do worse. So the fact that they made it into the playoffs, even though they lost the last three games, is impressive. Probably more impressive than the San Diego Chargers.
Oh, yeah. There's hope. There's still hope for them to win the Super Bowl. There's no hope for the Chargers to win the Super Bowl.
Well, the truth is there's really no hope for the Detroit Lions to win the Super Bowl, but it's nice to see them. See that sliver, that little thing right there? Hey, you get a tweezers, you pull it out. That's how small it is. It's pretty small. All right, let's go back to Excalibur Roofing. So Excalibur Roofing, our good friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway, who are fantastic at what they do. And I know that if you have a home or if you're thinking of purchasing a home and you're thinking, I need somebody to make sure that this structure is sound, then you would want to talk to Excalibur Roofing. Or if you're looking at your roof and you're going, you know that bump in there? We didn't put that there. It's probably time to get that inspected. Maybe you're looking at doing some waterproofing, some remodeling. Maybe you're going to change the old roof and put on an entirely new roof, kind of a new look, kind of like when somebody goes out to a hair cutter and either dyes their hair or gets a whole new look altogether, and then they go with that whole new look for a while. You know what I'm talking about. Well, that's people do that with roofs.
Yes, I have noticed that. A roof can change the whole look of a house, like Spanish tile or some, whatever.
That is correct. In fact, if you had a roof that was flashing neon in your neighborhood, besides getting all the tickets you would get for breaking the zoning laws, you would definitely have a unique-looking, different perspective type of roof. People would be appreciative of that, at least for an hour. But I'm not sure that they do new. Yeah, they probably do. They do everything. They do not just commercial buildings, apartment buildings, and homes, but they do, we have found out, large dog homes and submarines. So if you have anything going on in the roof realm, Excalibur Roofing, that's who you want to talk to. ExcaliburRoofing.com. ExcaliburRoofing.com. 760-743-8803. Yes, people still use phones. 760-743-8803.
3-0-3. And, of course, on Facebook, you can just type in Excalibur Roofing and get a chance to see Eric and Ingrid. And just dealing with them is delightful. They're just great people. You have to appreciate that. I do want to remind you about the mobile app. It's free. It's for the iPhone. It's for the Android. It's for any other kind of phone. I assume, let's see, the Google Pixel is still an Android system, so I assume it works for that as well. They're just all, like, all those phones. It's free. Who cares? And it sounds great. I use mine every once in a while. I check up on Steve Wheeler when he's filling in for me. I do. When we do a best of, I don't listen. I've heard it. I've heard myself. But if I want to hear Steve, I just hit it on my hit the app. Bam, it pops up. Sounds great. Actually, I wish I sounded as good as Steve does. But that's a whole separate issue. All right, let's get rolling into what we will call our first of multiple encouragements or DDDs. I think that's what we're going to call this just as soon as I can find the piece of paper that I put it on. You know, isn't that funny? It's called Have It Your Way. Do we have a sound for that?
Have it your way.
So the whole idea of that, we probably should have cut that Burger King up part at the end. But the whole idea of that is to have it your way. And I know you're listening right now thinking, what do I get to have it your way? What do I get to have? And the answer is nothing. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the Lord. Have it your way. See, this is God's way, not our way. Oh, you just thought it was about you. Aha! This is where we talk about selfish, self-centered. Aha! See? You thought have it your way was for you. No, it's have it your way as in the Lord's way. Genesis 17, 18 through 19 says this. So Abraham said to God, if only Ishmael could live in your presence. But God said, no, your wife Sarah will bear you a son and you will name him Isaac. I will confirm my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his offspring after him. So here's the play so you can understand. God has told Abraham, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless your lineage. You are going to be a blessing to the entire planet. You know, Abraham and Sarah, when they first heard that, they were thinking, fantastic. But things didn't get rolling in a nice time frame. God didn't perform in the time frame that they were anticipating. You know what happens when the Lord doesn't do things when you think he's supposed to do them? Well, often you and I will go, I'll help you along, God. I know you need my help in this. You told me you were going to do it, but apparently you haven't done it. So I'm here to help you, Lord. Well, that's what Abraham and Sarah did, and that's how they got Ishmael. Isn't that great? Except Ishmael then became a problem for the promised child, Isaac. So sometimes when you try to provide something for the Lord, it turns out to kind of bite you in the back in the sense that you create your own problems. But there's Abraham, and just be honest, Abraham was a great man of God, close to God, closer to God than maybe you and I could possibly understand. And he says to God, look at Ishmael. He's the one. We can even get him a nice jersey. He's the guy. And the Lord's going, no, it's not him. It's who I say. It's not Ishmael. It's Isaac. A new player in the drama. And my covenant is with him. And the problem is, it has to be for you and I. It has to be that we say to God, have it your way. It should be the way you want it to be. Because what we'll do is we'll look at a circumstance just like Abraham was looking. And it wasn't like he was committing some major sin. He was just saying, come on, Lord, you can use Ishmael. He's part of my heritage. And the Lord's going, no, 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 that's not what we're doing. We're doing it this way. Here's how we're going to do this drama. It's going to be through Isaac, and that's where my covenant's going to go. And see, sometimes you and I will come to the Lord and we'll say, but Lord, you can do it this way. Have you ever done that? Oh, no, watch this honesty moment. Have you ever said to the Lord, could you just answer the prayer this way without saying those words? You might say, oh, if this person would only get saved, or if this person would only get a job, or if this person would only listen to this. The problem is you and I don't know what those real answers are. And so we tell the Lord, you should use Ishmael. He's just ready to go. And the Lord's like, I'm not using Ishmael. I'm using Isaac. Why don't you get on my program? My covenant is with Isaac, not with Ishmael. It's my covenant of my chosen people through him. And the key component in this whole teaching, when you're hearing, have it your way, is for us to say to God, have it your way, Lord. Have it your way, because you're in charge. And the Lord chooses, not us. It's not, again, it's not that it's necessarily sinful for Abraham to say, what about Ishmael? But it's more important for when God says, no, it's Isaac, for Abraham to go, okie dokie. But we do have a tendency to try to tell God how to do what we tell him how to do. It's like, we got to stop that. You know what you've got going on right now? You know how you think that if you were in charge, you might have a nice answer? You probably don't have that right answer. You might, but probably not. Maybe one out of 2,500,000 times. But the Lord knows all the nuances, all the facts, all the elements, and he knows what will work and what won't work. And I remember when we were younger kids and we became Christians, that we said, gee, if all the rock stars just became Christians, then everybody would become Christians. And it's like, that's ridiculous. But that's what we thought. We know better. Come on. Use Ishmael, God. He's right here. I got him handy right here. And so then again, it's important for us to understand that we need to say to God, have it your way, because you're in charge and you're the king, and I submit to your plan. Why is that crucial? Because it shows our commitment, our trust, our level of confidence that God is, wait, get this, capable of being God and doesn't need our help to be God. Have it your way. God said, my covenant is with Isaac. And the answer is, yes, Lord. In fact, that's something we should practice all year long. Just those two big words. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And that shows where we're really at in our hearts. Okay, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
What is it, Cassie? Uncle Bob is floating in water like a bad stock. Whoa! We better go help him. Uncle Bob? Uncle Bob!
Jimmy, over here!
Come on, Cassie, let's help Uncle Bob out of that water well. Uncle Bob, how did you get into that water well?
Oh, I tried to fix my roof on my own.
Cassie says you should have used Excalibur Roofing, Uncle Bob. Cassie says you could have just called them at 760-743-8803. Cassie says you could also check them out at excaliburroofing.com.
I bet Excalibur Roofing would have had me covered. And free estimates, too? Oh, gosh darn!
Golly, Uncle Bob, if you would have just typed in Excalibur Roofing in your search engine, you wouldn't be all wet.
You're right, Jimmy. I'll never forget. Excalibur Roofing.
When we find Christ, we offer our worship.
Our daily bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by James Banks. Many manger scenes depict the wise men or magi visiting Jesus in Bethlehem at the same time as the shepherds. But according to the Gospel of Matthew, the only place in Scripture where their story is found, the magi showed up later. Jesus was no longer in the manger in a stable at the inn, but in a house. Matthew 2:11 tells us, on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Realizing that the Magi's visit happened later than we may think provides a helpful reminder as we begin a new year. Jesus is always worthy of worship. When the holidays are past and we head back to life's everyday routines, we still have someone to celebrate. Jesus Christ is Emmanuel, God with us, in every season. He has promised to be with us always. Because he is always with us, we can worship him in our hearts every day and trust that he will show himself faithful in the years to come. Just as the Magi saw him, may we seek him too and worship him wherever we are. We hope these daily programs inspire you to go deeper in studying God's Word. For additional resources and encouragement, download the Our Daily Bread ebook and mobile app. Prefer a print copy? We'll gladly send one your way for no cost or obligation. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Before we bring our guest on, one of my fave people in the world, I do want to remind you about Steve Wheeler and his ministry, Whitefields Ministries. The reason we're committed to the ministry is pretty simple. They take the gospel to the farthest places of the earth. If you read Matthew chapter 24, you understand that taking the gospel to the farthest places of the earth, to the tribes of all people, that has to do with bringing the end in. It's like, okay, let's get the gospel everywhere we can so that Jesus can go, I'm back. That's what we want. And here's the thing. Just by praying with this ministry, you partner with this ministry. I know people are like, well, it doesn't make sense. Well, it does if you read Romans 15:30. Which Paul said, join in my struggle by praying for me. There's a way to join something just by prayer. It becomes a part of you. So we ask you to pray for Whitefields Ministries and their commitment and vision to take the gospel to the four corners of the earth, to support rural pastors planting churches in places that it's not even safe to talk about Jesus, to help these villages with clean drinking water, to help network ministries, churches, and different kind of missionaries all over the world. Go to whitefields.org. Whitefields.org. You can always call Brenda, Steve, the person that helps Steve do everything, just by giving her a call, 760-846-8610. And just let Steve know you heard it on the David Spoon Experience. And you should know who Steve is. He's my sub on the show, so he does pretty good right there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, our number one guest over all time. That's a pretty high statement. Now, he will be the first to tell you, sometimes there is too much to talk about, and sometimes you got to go a little deeper, but it doesn't matter because we need the Christian perspective, and we need the Christian point of view, and we need the Christian outlook on life. So we have the man, the myth. Oh, he's not a myth. The legend. He is a legend. Our very own Russell Shubin, coordinator and director of ChristianOutlook.com and Christian Outlook, which is on KPRZ, Saturdays 11 p.m., Sundays 4 p.m., Sundays 11 p.m. Russell, how you doing?
I'm doing great. It's great to be back with you, and Happy New Year. I think this is our first time in the new year, and all the best to you.
Well, I appreciate that, and the same to you. It takes a little while. Now, one of the things I figured out, Russell, is when I was off for 5 days, then came back for two, and then I was off for 4 days, and I never realized how much rust accumulates when you get back. And you go, wait, what am I doing? I'm doing what? Who am I talking to? So it takes a little while to get it going. But one of the great things is that we're supporting one another, looking at things from the Christian Outlook point of view. Talk to me about what you guys got going on the show this week.
Well, another wide-ranging program. We start off talking about the upcoming anniversary, which is the 44th anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision, one of the most costly Supreme Court decisions. I don't know if actually they're probably the most costly. Approaching 60 million babies lost as a result. And we hear from Reverend John Rankin. He was a guest of Eric Metaxas talking about changing the language of the abortion debate. And we also hear from Brian Johnson from National Right to Life Committee right out here in California. And as we talk about this issue of abortion, those of us here in California, we ought to it ought to weigh a little more heavily on us because we lead the nation, California does, not just in the quantity of abortions, but even per capita. You know, even when you scaled it, you know, would rate us by size, we still are the leading nation in abortions. And So it's time to hope and pray and trust that we might be have a opportunity to change the conversation and to make some progress for the cause of life. That Roe v. Wade anniversary is right next to the inauguration, and let's hope that some good things might be able to happen. We also hear from Rich Lowry from National Review. He's talking about the UN and this, this money pit that the UN is, lack of accountability, and our inability to be a check and a balance on the UN at this recent decision with regard to Israel and our refusal to use our veto power. I'm sure many of your listeners have tracked with that. And Rich Lowry has done some recent writing on it, and he was a guest of Dawn. We hear from Mark Teasdale, who's an author of a book called Evangelism for Non-Evangelists. And if your listeners are, how many evangelicals live with a measure of conviction that we're not more vocal, we're not more proactive with the sharing and the propagation of our faith. And sometimes we are even convicted that we're not taking advantage of the opportunities that the Lord gives us. So Mark Teasdale's book is a great challenge there. We hear from Jonathan Keller from the California Family Council on the dangers of smoking marijuana. The measure that we just passed in November, you may not have known, many listeners may not have known, that it basically took effect at midnight that night after it passed. Not every aspect of it, but the legalization of marijuana. And boy, it's something we ought to be pushing back against, and we ought to be taking all kinds of measures in our local communities to limit the impact on our friends and families. And last, we close with a look at what's the latest with the Boy Scouts. The most recent chapter in the Boy Scout history is a young girl who identifies now as a boy, said that she wanted to be a Boy Scout because she's a boy. And the Boy Scouts said no and held their ground on this one, but it's just one more indicator of the sorts of battles that are yet to come, and they aren't going away, and it's pretty difficult to make peace with the sexual revolutionaries today.
Wow, you guys were covering the gamut today. I mean, this week you guys are kind of it's all over the place, but there's so much material to cover. Let's pick up on a couple of them, if you don't mind, if I want to talk about that. So the first one I want to look at is the last one you just mentioned in regards to the identity, and not so much the Boy Scout situation, though this gives rise to it, but not too long before that, it was President Obama who said that it wasn't implausible that if somebody felt like they were a person, an African-American, a black person, that they could be considered that way. He made that in a passing comment, and my curiosity is, how does that not get to be the biggest report in the universe? And then if that's true, is it okay if I feel like a Rockefeller and then go to the bank?
Well, you can go ahead and give it a try and see how far it goes. But I don't know if I tracked with that comment from the president that you're referring to, but we've lost a sense of any objective sense of reality, and there is no coming to peace or coming to terms or finding a middle ground, a compromise with the sexual revolutionaries today. And that's the lesson that ought to be learned. And so it's going to continue to take up various forms and various manifestations. And each one of us, we have a desire to want to be loved and accepted in our communities and in our on our sports teams and all the stuff that we are involved in the community. But it's going to be difficult to make peace, so to speak, with all this, because it's going to continue to take various forms. And there's a Canadian hockey league, a small Canadian hockey league, not the primary one, the women's league, that they accepted a male who identifies as a woman in the hockey league. So this is the sort of stuff that's yet to come. And I guess we, if reality is what we say it is, we ought not be surprised. Even with it sounds like that was an offhanded comment from the president.
Correct.
Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, and I think the thing that bothers me the most is look at what the core of this really says, and that is people then get to declare their identity by what they feel, regardless of the reality or the connection. But look at the core of what's really going on, and that is what God has created is insufficient and not good enough, and therefore man will take that position over God and make a redeclaration of what a person is.
Yep, that's why it's going to be difficult for them to come to terms with the Christian community, whether that Christian community is growing or shrinking or remaining essentially the same in size. There will always be until the Lord returns. There'll be some group, some portion of the society that is affirming these biblical truths, and you can't square it with what the revolutionaries are putting forward today, and it is genuinely revolutionary thought. The stuff that we're even talking about right now in this subject, I mean, even 5 or 10 years ago, people would have said, yeah, right, that as though that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen, but it's moving so quickly, and it's hard to. I don't think it. It won't stop entirely with a new administration. It might slow, but it's not going to stop.
No, I agree with that. But that's a great point. So the new administration gives Christians like kind of maybe a sense of hope that there'll be some kind of restraint. But people are going as far as within Europe right now, identifying with animals and plants. And it's like, come on. It's like it's so dumb. At some point, somebody go, what is wrong with you? I mean, where is that? It's like, who raised those people? It's kind of what I want to know. But it really is. You hope that it's at least restrained for a little while before all the madness just breaks loose.
Well, it's an image I'm sure you have used and seen used in your Christian life, is that we are called to be salt and light, and the salt is the preservative, and so the salt is. Not necessarily. It would be great if we could change the course of things. But if we slow the decay, we are doing in part what God has asked us to do. And if we're, if we are protecting our individual families and being salt fighting against, especially within our family, within our church community, we're also being faithful. But it's not going away quickly.
No, it's not. So that's something that we gotta keep on talking about and stay in front of, so that people know what's going on before they try and make all humanity no humanity, which just seems like it's kind of the goal, but seems to me it's more the goal of Satan than anybody else. But hey, that's me. What do I know? All right, great job, my brother. Great to have you back on.
Well, it's great to be with you, and I'm looking forward to a good year, and thank you for your support of The Outlook. Thanks to your listeners, and we hope for good things and God's graces.
All right, my brother. Take care and have an excellent weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to check out Russell Shubin's. When he puts a show together, he puts a show together. ChristianOutlook.com. You can go there and listen to it now, or you can wait here. KPRZ, Saturdays 11 p.m., Sundays 4 p.m., Sundays 11 p.m., a great man, and I'm telling you, these guys are committed to making sure the Christian point of view does not vanish when things are good or when things are bad. You have to appreciate that. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on KPRZ AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Breaking up is hard to do. The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Come on, just give in already. Do it.
Ever heard that little voice? The one that says,
look, it's not that bad.
That's temptation talking. The Bible says that God will never tempt us, but God does allow temptation to happen, to test our faith. The good news is that he's given us plenty of advice in his word on how to fight it. First, know that you can make the right choice in a tempting situation, because you'll never be tempted beyond what you can handle. Second, remember that God's Son, Jesus Christ, was tempted too, so he understands your struggle to resist. Third, realize that God is loving and merciful. So even if you do give in to temptation and choose to sin, God will forgive your sins if you repent and surrender your heart to Jesus. You can learn more about temptation and starting a relationship with Jesus at findpeacewithgod.net from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
There are staggering consequences when traditional biblical values are stripped away. This is Jim Garlow, and core values matter. They matter a lot. I'm not sure as a society we understand the importance of this issue. Ideas have consequences. Good ideas bring great results. Bad ideas can have catastrophic impact. What if you made yourself the source of all truth? More people than I want to think about at times see themselves in that light. Human beings need something else, something more, or catastrophe awaits. Trust yourself? Really? If so, you underestimate how wicked the human heart can be. You and I need something else at the core of our life, something that has stood the test through all eternity. We need biblical values. Biblical values at the core of our lives, our family, our churches, our nation. Find out more at jimgarlow.com.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesimus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger, they are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I do want to let you know a couple things. I should tell you these things. These are important elements, by the way. Urban Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans on Monday through Friday here at K-Praise, 10:30 in the morning. Dr. Tony Evans, an exceptionally inspirational teacher. Really enjoy that. Experience Israel, Pastor Sean Thornton, going to be taking place in the beginning part of November 2017. You just need to be aware of it now because these trips, you know, you talk about them, you talk about it, you talk about it, and boom, the trip is here, boom, the trip is over, and you miss it. It's like for the cost, the trip details, and everything else, you do want to go to experienceisraeltour.com. That's experienceisraeltour.com. It's from Genesis Tours, Reuven Doran, who will be on the show in the next, like, month to talk about the tour. But every time he talks, there's two things that happen. One, I want to go to Israel. And two, I want a corned beef sandwich. Those are the two things. That's what Reuven kind of pulls out of you. You know, he's really close. Reuven.
I was going to ask, is it because of his name?
Maybe. Could be. I'm not going to deny that. Don't forget about CrazyPriceMall.com. CrazyPriceMall.com gives you an opportunity to get 50% off of different services and different products. Different food services, I mean, different kinds of cleaning, carpet cleaning services. Plus, also there, kind of closely connected, and you're going to see us as we reshape this, but there, or actually more so on KPRZ, is the half-price tuition. People should not forget. I had a chance to talk to a couple of different principals and coordinators in the last couple of days, and I encourage people, if you're sitting there thinking, you know, I really want to look into this, A, it's not too late, and B, if you're really serious and you're thinking next year might be the time we pull that trigger, we're going to lay the groundwork and give you that opportunity where you'll be able to have a Christian education for your child, for your grandchild, for your niece, for your nephew at 50% of the cost. It doesn't get to stay that way the entire time they're there. So let's say you go to a school and you get 50% off and they're in the fifth grade. In the sixth grade, you got to go back up to that normal. But this gets you in the door, and then they have other programs that come behind it that help you. So it's kind of a cool bring them in type of mindset. Does that make sense? I know it does. All right. We're going to go out at 45 on this one, just to let you know. Here we go with our Common Sense Commentary. Let's play our music, please. All right, here we go. We did Galatians chapter 6, verse 1 through 6, but we only did verses 1 through 2. I'd like to do 3, 4, 5, and 6 today. Not going to take a long time, but there's a couple things I do want to point out. It says this in Galatians chapter 6, verse 3. If anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. Each one should test his own work. Then he will have reason to boast in himself alone and not in someone else. For each one should carry his own load. However, the one who receives instruction in the word must share in all the good things with his instructor. All right, a couple people don't fully understand, so I want to really do this fast because it's the Greek part. I want to kind of get it over. Just something that I happen to be aware of. When in verse 2 where it says carry one another's burdens, and in verse 5 where it says each should carry his own load, those are two different Greek words. So just in case you're wondering what's going on. What's going on is both of these are military terms for packs, so to speak. And when it says carry one another's burdens, it has to do with the idea of everybody carrying the cause together, coming together, helping each other, supporting each other in the endeavor. When it says each one should carry his own load, it's talking about your own individual pack, your own personal responsibility, where you need to be taking care of the things you should be taking care of. And then as everybody collectively takes care of the things they're supposed to be taking care of, we have an enabling of us to be able to help one another out, you know, helping other people while you've taken care of yours and somebody's working on theirs, then you can help them. The idea is individual and team units to work together for the same cause to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when somebody's struggling in that realm of Christian faith, it's your job to be a helper. But at the same time, that doesn't give you a right to be less diligent in your own walk. And that's what that whole process is. So I do want you to catch a couple things, though, that are really important. In verse 3, it says, if anyone thinks he's something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. Now, what do you think that really means? What it's really talking about is exactly what it says. Everybody thinks there's something special. There's a problem there. We are special in the eyes of God, but not special to the point of usurping the speciality or the greatness of Christ. And so we should never at any point think of ourselves so important as to be indispensable. Well, I don't know how God would do it without me. He'd do it just fine without you. That's the answer. That's kind of how we get at work. We do a lot of things at work and think what we're doing is the greatest thing at work and they can never do it without me. Yet, they always do, don't they? It's like no matter what you say, yeah, they always come up with a way, don't they? And then verse 4, it says each one should test his own work, and then he'd have reason to boast in himself alone and not in someone else. In other words, when you're doing what you're doing, test it. Examine it yourself. Be honest about it. You know if you're doing what you're doing for the reason that you're doing it. In other words, let me say it this way. You know when you did that really cool thing at the office? Did you do it because you really thought you should do it, or did you do it because you want to get noticed? There's a big difference, and you got to test it and examine it yourself. And you got to be honest about it, because let me tell you something, you'll review it with the one who knows what you're really thinking and hoping. And then finally it says, the one who receives instruction of the word must share in all good things with his instructor. There are some people that believe this has to do with financial connections. I'm not really convinced that's the case at all. I'm much more convinced that people that spend time and energy and strength trying to encourage and strengthen you, if they do that, let them know, because that is in turn refreshing to the teacher or the encourager. So if you're a person that recognizes it, you're receiving instruction, and there's good things that come out of that, let that person know that you're getting that good benefit. Now, it may be financial. It may have to do with you contributing, but that's not the core. That's not the content of it. The content of it is simply this. If you're being blessed by somebody and what they're doing, their ministry, let them know, because letting them know is a blessing to them. Got it? That just seems right on all different levels. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted KPRZ partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins talked about how pastors should preach about political issues when they intersect with a biblical worldview.
I think it's more important to help people operate and live from a biblical worldview. And that's it. What I mean by that is you take an issue, like the life issue, and you look what the scripture says. Look at the scripture where it says that, you know, where all human life is created in the image of God. That's the intrinsic value that comes to life, because we're created in the image of God. And you can go through scripture where David talks about being known, being that God knew him when he was in his mother's womb. And you just see repeatedly these issues through scripture. And that's operating from a biblical worldview. And that's how we should make our decision.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
There are staggering consequences when traditional biblical values are stripped away. This is Jim Garlow. And core values matter. They matter a lot. I'm not sure as a society we understand the importance of this issue. Ideas have consequences. Good ideas bring great results. Bad ideas can have catastrophic impact. What if you made yourself the source of all truth? More people than I want to think about at times see themselves in that light. Human beings need something else, something more, or catastrophe awaits. Trust yourself? Really? If so, you underestimate how wicked the human heart can be. You and I need something else at the core of our life, something that has stood the test through all eternity. We need biblical values. Biblical values at the core of our lives, our family, our churches, our nation. Find out more at jimgarlow.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by our fantastic friend, Sam Rasul. Going to be in the studio next week. I think he's coming in on Wednesday, if I remember correctly. Here's one of the top real estate agents in the country. And if you're sitting there thinking, maybe this is the year. Maybe this is the time. Maybe we sell our house, downgrade. Maybe we buy a house, upgrade. Maybe we go from house to house, side grade. Maybe we just do really well in school, excellent academic grade. It doesn't matter what it is. What matters is if it's involving real estate, you should probably get in touch with Sam.
Was that a pretty good line? That was pretty good, you know, sideways.
I like it.
Okay. Bottom line, if you are a person selling your house and you need somebody to really tell you the value instead of taking your address, putting it in a little box, and having the little computer say, this is what your value is. You know, that's not only does it have no personal touch, there's no understanding of the curb appeal, there's no understanding of blood, sweat, and tears, there's no understanding of the TLC. There's none of that. Tender Loving Care, zero. You get that. You need a person to walk through the house, to look at it, to know, to see it, to absorb it, and then to give you a qualified number by which you can operate with. And that's one of the things Sam does at no charge. Doesn't cost you. And to do that, you get in touch with them by going to thinksam.com. If you're thinking real estate, you should be thinking Sam. If you have a friend that's thinking real estate, you should send them to Sam at thinksam.com. His number 858-7801-SAM. The one thing I will say that people don't know, you can actually call Sam up and talk to him. There's no, like, obligation. He doesn't try and, like, smooth sell you. It's like, that's not what's going on at all. If he can help in that situation and be a part of it, he's going to make some money, and he's going to take some of that money and bless the ministries and or the churches that you're involved with. But if he can help you, he'll help you. If he can't, he'll tell you he can't. But you don't know if you don't call. It's not, you know, rocket science. Maybe not. 858-7801-SAM, 858-7801-SAM, or thinksam.com, but only if you're interested in talking to somebody for real. Just that simple. All right, we have our Facebook post. I will say the next hour, dare I say, the next hour is going to be a challenge for people to listen to, so I encourage you to try and listen if you can. If you can't get a chance to, we did have somebody say, how do I get in touch with it? You can always go to KPraise under podcasts. There's a link at the top that says podcast. You click on it, and then it says that David guy. Something like that. The spoon dude or something like that. Jewish guy who's losing his mind on the air. I think that was the other one I saw. Let's get into our Facebook post. What do you got for me on Facebook post? Music, tugboat. Okay, am I supposed to guess what that was, or is it just I mean, I can't guess what that is. What is that?
Oh, the lyrics were, there's Klingons on the starboard bow.
I got nothing. There's Klingons on the starboard bow. All right, let's get into our Facebook post, because I have nothing. Not often you'll hear me say I got nothing. I got nothing right now. Here it is, today's Facebook post. Watch this. This is a real challenge. Here's what it says. And the title is, Have You Ever Resurrected? You might find out it's not quite what you think. Are you a person who has gone through the ringer? You know what that is, going through the ringer, where you go through a really tough scenario? Are you a person that's gone through the ringer? You may have come through a restoration process, but have you noticed that you're still a little bit different than when you first went into it? You want to know why that is? Ready? Get ready. You resurrected. You're a different person. You went down in the grave one person, but came back a changed person. So the question is, who did that to you? And the answer is God. He killed you. What? God, he did what? He killed you. And then he brought you back. Why? Well, you did say when you were a Christian, you did say in the early days, I want to be more like Jesus, right? You said that? Well, guess what? The Lord answered your prayers. Congratulations. Because to die and to resurrect is the pinnacle of being like Jesus. It might not be as fun as you thought, but it has tremendous eternal benefits. So we need to say thank you, Lord, because what a lot of us will do is we'll say, yes, I want to be a Christian. I will do whatever you say, Lord. I'll go through whatever it takes. And the Lord's like, great. So I'm so happy. I'm so blessed to we'll be together in fellowship forever. And now I'm going to make you look like Jesus. And then you go through the ringer. And you find out that a little bit of part of you, a little bit of your flesh, a little bit of old you dies. And then you come back. And you're a little bit of a different person because you died and came back to life. And it's like resurrecting. You're a whole new person at some point. And this process of understanding is that this was the pinnacle of Jesus' ministry, was to die, be buried, and resurrect
and came up a little different than when he went down. If you look at the Gospel of or the Revelation of John, you'll see the picture of Jesus in Revelation 1. Looks a little different. But the Lord may allow you and I to go through the ringer just to take out that part of us that needs to be taken out so that he can bring us back a little different, a little wiser, and a little bit more like Jesus. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego. Short break. We'll be back. Stand by for Marty. Where I lie from the corner of
my eye. From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.